everyone. I'm so glad you joined me today at Summit Church Online. I'm here to share God's word with you and hopefully be a blessing to you and encourage you in your walk with the Lord. You know, in my house, I have all kinds of storage containers. I mean, so many different kinds of storage containers. I have plastic tubs in my basement that hold all kinds of things like seasonal items like Christmas ornaments and Christmas decorations and fall decorations. I have containers that hold household repair items like hammers and screwdrivers and nails and screws. I even have a container that holds replacement light bulbs. I have containers that hold craft supplies and sewing supplies and all kinds of stuff. And in my garage, I have containers that hold chemicals to treat, you know, fungus or insects on plants. And I have a container for yard tools and container for trash. And we even have a container for golf balls that are in our garage that we find out in the woods. My husband, Pastor Terry, grew up on this same location. He used to hit golf balls when he was a kid. So we find golf balls a lot of times in the woods and we just throw them in the box in the garage. It's kind of a sentimental thing. We also have a container in almost every room for trash. And then there is the icky, dirty clothes hamper that we all have. And then in the kitchen is full of containers, containers for flour and sugar and leftovers. And one of my favorite containers is vases to hold beautiful flowers like the daffodils that just got done blooming. And the peonies that are blooming now, we can put them in vases and those vases contain beautiful flowers. And then there's the really pretty or sentimental containers that I use for special occasions, like their family heirlooms or their containers made of crystal or silver. These special containers hold special things. Like I have a crystal candy dish that holds our prized peanut M&Ms that we buy just on holidays. I love those peanut M&Ms, so that's a really special container. Or the containers that hold those special recipes that you serve just on Christmas or Easter or Thanksgiving. So we have lots of vessels or lots of containers in our house. In the Bible, a container is called a vessel. Now we think of vessels, we think of several different things. Of course, we think of a boat. A vessel can be a boat. A vessel can be, just like I've talked about, a container for holding something, such as a vase or a bowl or a plastic tub. The Bible refers to a vessel as those things, but also it can refer to a person as being the receiver or the repository or the holder of some kind of spirit or gift or influence, such as a vessel of wrath or a vessel of mercy. When I say some spirit, I'm talking about the spirit of the Lord or spirit like the spirit of mercy. A vessel carries something. Did you know that you're a vessel? You are carrying something on the inside of you. So what are you carrying on the inside of you? Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20. And this is in the New American Standard updated version. It says, now in a large house, there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of wood and of earthenware, and some to honor and some to dishonor. And that's what I was just talking about. Only in our day, we could include glass and plastic. In any house, I don't have any vessels of gold, but I do have some silver platters and stuff that I got from my mother. But also vessels of wood and earthenware and some to honor and some to dishonor. So we talked about the kinds of vessels that are really special and the kind of vessels that are just everyday or kind of vessels that are just for trash. Verse 21, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, and it's talking about these things in the verse above, it talks about iniquity or doing wrong. And in the next verse, we're going to see more about what we need to cleanse ourselves from. So therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work. Now that's the kind of vessel that I would like to be like, a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Verse 22, now flee from youthful lust and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. So one of the ways that we make ourselves a vessel for honor is fleeing from youthful lust, pursuing righteousness, pursuing faith, pursuing love and peace with those other people who calls on the Lord from a pure heart. Verse 23, more ways to make ourselves vessels of honor. But refuse foolish and ignorant speculations, knowing that they produce quarrels. The Lord's bondservant must not be quarrelsome, but be kind to all, able to teach, patient when wrong. You know, we live in the United States right now, we live in a very, very quarrelsome and angry and biting kind of world. And Christians, people that are vessels for the Lord's honor and the Lord's glory, should not be quarrelsome, should not be always snipping and snapping at people, shouldn't be eager to quarrel and be angry, full of anger. We should be peace-loving, not quarrelsome. Verse 24, but the Lord's bondservant must not be quarrelsome, but be kind to all, able to teach, patient when wronged, with gentleness correcting those who are in opposition, if perhaps God may grant them repentance leading to the knowledge of the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil, having been held captive by him to do his will. So the goal of a person that wants to be a vessel for God's honor is a person that's kind and not quarrelsome, able to teach, being patient, and wanting to guide people to reconciliation or peace with God through repentance and putting their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think that that would be a great goal for all of us, to be a vessel for honor for the Lord. In 2 Corinthians 2, verse 4, Second Corinthians 2, chapter 4, verse 6 in the NIV, it says, For God who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure, this light, this knowledge of the glory of God, we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. So in these earthly bodies, which he's calling vessels of clay, in these earthly bodies, God has put his power, his light, his knowledge, his glory on the inside of us. In Colossians 1:27, it says, to them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So inside of us, inside of this vessel, is Christ, the hope of glory, is on the inside of us. So we're a vessel for hope for people. We can point them to Jesus Christ. As Christians, our vessel is our body and is made to carry the glory of God. Our vessels are made to carry God's word, his love, his joy, his peace, his patience, his kindness, his goodness, his faithfulness, his gentleness, and his self-control. We're made to carry those things. So let's pay more attention to what's on the inside of us than what's on the outside. We need to spend more time and more thought about what's on the inside of our vessel than the time we spend on our clothes, our makeup, our hair, or everything else that we think about on the outside. We need to take lots of time in prayer and thought and effort to have our vessels carry something good for the benefit of other people and to give glory to God. In 1 Peter 3, it says, your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as braided hair or the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Instead, it's talking about our focus should be on that of your inner self, the unfaded beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. And this scripture is talking about women. And I know we as women like to look good. We like to fix our hair. We like to put our makeup on. But in the scripture, it's talking about what our priorities are. what our priorities are. Are we more focused on the things that matter, the eternal things, the things that dwell on the inside of us? Are we more focused on the temporary things like our hair and our makeup and our clothes and things like that? What is our focus? What is our priority? In 2 Corinthians 4:16, it says, "Therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving us for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is eternal. For what is seen is temporary, and what is unseen is eternal." So those things that are on the inside of you are eternal. Those are the things that are unseen. And that's what we need to be focusing on, what our vessel contains, who we are on the inside, how we're representing Christ. Are we focusing on Christ in us, the hope of glory? Are we focusing on things on the outside? So all vessels carry something. All vessels carry something. All human bodies carry something. So I ask you a question today. What is your vessel carrying? Is it carrying goodness and love and peace and joy? Or is it covering, you know, arguments and anger and preoccupation with things that are not eternal? So I encourage you today to be a vessel that is carrying God's glory, and you will affect your world more than you can even imagine. So I hope this has helped you today. If you don't even know what I'm talking about, if you've never experienced God's glory, if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, I encourage you today. The Bible says that we're to repent of our sins. That means that we are sorry and we just decide that we're going to turn away from our sins and put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. If you can repent of your sins and put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will also become a vessel for God's glory, and I encourage you to do that today. Well, also, I have a link below this in the description of this sermon on a message that Pastor Terry preached on what about political prophecies. It's a very timely message. Although he preached it several years ago, it's still very timely because there's all kinds of political prophecies going on, and it's very important that we as Christians know how to judge these things according to the Word of God. So I encourage you to listen to that if you haven't already, and tune in Sunday for Pastor Terry's message. He's still teaching on the Ten Commandments, which has been a wonderful, wonderful teaching. So I will see you next week. God bless you. Bye-bye.